Beach to bidding. A dog attack. I bet our bereaved widow had no idea the beast would one day not listen to her husband, said the bespectacled inspector as he sipped from his hot beverage at the crime scene. That's why I hate big dogs. I don't think they have any bias towards people who want them to be their best friend. They just do their bidding and live off their care while they are waiting for the right moment to betray them. Well, whether you think the dog knew what he was going to do beforehand or not, it was an ugly attack. Look at the trail of beads that lead down to the beach, noted a policeman. Yes, that is strange, said the inspector as he bent down to inspect the wounds on the man and then scratched at his beard. But I don't think the husband was wearing beads. He walked back into the house, past the bellows, hard at work keeping the furnace running, beset with sudden doubt. That was a beneficial insight, he said to the policeman. I'll be sure to refer to you in the bibliography of my report. Excuse me, ma'am. You're under arrest for the murder of your husband.
What?
Said the bewildered woman. Yes, ma'am.
You murdered your husband, dragged him out of the house, and then made the dog bite and chew him after the fact. I know this because of the trail of beads leading to your dead husband and the lack of deep, life-threatening dog bites on his body.
Wow, said the policeman. This will be a benchmark in your bid to be promoted to chief inspector.